Welcome to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast, where we go behind the scenes and uncover the tactics and strategies top entrepreneurs are using to make more sales, dominate their markets, and how you can get those same results. Here is your host, Dave Woodward.
All right, everybody, welcome back to Funnel Hacker Radio. You guys, if you haven't heard Akbar Sheikh's story, I'm going to highly recommend you go back and you take a look and listen to one of our Monday Motivations. I forget exactly which episode it is, but I highly recommend you take a look at it because he's going to tell you exactly how he went from homeless to be one of our two Comma Club winners in a very, very short period of time and what it takes when you actually have to burn the boats to make things happen in your life. So highly recommend you guys go back, use that as far as background. If you haven't listened to it, make sure you take the time to listen to it. But right now, I want to make sure we go in and we maximize Akbar's time because he's going to talk to you guys right now about how to make your competition irrelevant. So Akbar, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Pleasure to be here.
I am so excited for us today because, you know, obviously you had this crazy story of massive success, literally going from homeless to being one of our two Comma Club winners. I had such a great time with you at our Funnel Hacking Live event and just seeing your story and seeing the text that you wrote to your mom about how you basically went from living in a closet, literally a closet with no windows and heating things up on a hot plate to even take a bath and using those types of things and literally going from that to being on stage with Russell giving you a plaque of having made over $1 million in a funnel. And I just was so excited because I know how much that must have meant to your mom. And I'm so excited for you because you're going on to so many other things. I know you got a mastermind coming up here pretty soon with Rachel Peterson in Dallas. You've been working on Facebook influencers. You're doing a ton of stuff in the PR. And that's really some of the stuff I want to spend time talking about right now. And that is, your primary focus right now is trying to help people really go and take their message so that they can, when they present to people, they can basically make their competition irrelevant. And I love that topic. So with all that said, let's kind of dive in and say, what are some of the stuff you're doing right now and how does it work to help people actually make their competition irrelevant? And what do you mean by irrelevant?
So, Dave, it's interesting. We're looking at a lot of, primarily I'm a funnel coach and a lot of people come up to me with their funnels and say, look, things are not working well. I'm not making as much as I want to be. I'm stuck in an income, things of that nature. And what I'm noticing, and they're very afraid of their competition. And they're always talking about their competition. Listen, can I be honest with you? One of the things I do is I'm a funnel builder, right? Do you not have any idea how many funnel builders there are? I mean, you know more than anyone else. It's like thousands of them. It's like everybody's a funnel builder. But can I tell you something? It's irrelevant to me. It absolutely doesn't matter how many of them, how many they are. And I'll tell you why. Because guess what? There's only one Akbar, right? And that's what people are not understanding. And people are not – people are truly undervaluing themselves. They're like, oh, well, listen, I'm just this guy. I'm not, and you don't know how wrong you are. There's this concept called funnel hacking, and it's quite possibly one of the most beautiful concepts in the world. But I do feel that most people have the wrong idea about it or how to do it. I don't feel that most people are doing it correctly. To me, the funnel hacking is when you see what's working and you see what they're doing, right? And that's a structure, that's a formula. And what ends up happening is people just start copying and pasting, right? Word by word. And it's so funny. Sometimes you'll even see like the person they're copying from their website, the guy might be Chris, and they'll make an accident and they'll copy and paste the name too on the website. The hi, my name is Chris. Yeah, I mean, that's how bad it is, right? But the thing is, true funnel hacking, to make your competition irrelevant is take a proven formula and melt your fingerprint into it. You see, and what do I mean by that? Everyone has their own unique fingerprint. You all have your own unique upbringing, your own unique stories. You've all had different stories growing up, different life experiences. You've been in different relationships. You've tried different things, and that's what makes you you, is what your interests are. What your views are, the way you interpret things, and then the way you explain things. Everyone is unique. And what you need to understand is that a lot of the times people are buying you before they're buying your product or your service. And a lot of the times, I promise you this, because I charge more than probably 95% of the 95 to 98% of the builders out there, And they pay me because guess what? They relate to me. They like me. They're into the content I give them. And what's the formula for that? You be you, right? And that stands for you be you. You be yourself. If you just – and, you know, people try to like be this other – like they try to see someone like they'll watch Gary Vee or something and be like, oh, okay, I guess that works. I have to be like that or whatever. No, you want to know what works the best is if you're just yourself. And then people, like-minded people, your ideal clients will be attracted to you because that's how nature works. I mean, you know, when you put yourself out there as a lead magnet, you're going to attract like-minded people. In a nutshell, that's really the formula, one of the formulas, one of the parts to making your competition irrelevant because guess what? No one can be you and no one can take that away from you. You see, we all started from nothing, right? And the problem is so many people look at, oh, well, this guy's so successful. I can't compete with him. He's got a million testimonies. Oh, he's got this. He's got that. Guess where he started?
At the bottom. No, I think that is so important. I think one of the things you made mention of there, Akbar, is the importance of people understanding that, listen, people want to work with people who they know, like, and trust. And we talk about that a ton. And I think that's why you have to be authentic. It's got to resonate with people. You've got to be the type of person as you're putting yourself out there that you attract other people like you that you want to do business with. So I love what you've been – how you've been building that. So tell me as
Thanks,
one of the things
– Thank you.
Yeah, you're more than welcome. I wanted to find out one of the things you and I were talking about before we started recording, that was this idea as far as the whole PR thing and ABC and CBS and some of the things where you actually were telling me a story about one of your clients – who basically were, you know, trying to find out, gosh, why in the world am I going to pay such a ton of money? And then all of a sudden she ends up paying it without even thinking twice about it. Can you explain to me how that actually worked and why?
So a lot of people, Dave, they're lacking the proper authority or credibility and they're finding it difficult to make sales. They find that they're losing sales to their competition and they're losing sales because they lack this authority and credibility. And those are two main components of a sale, you know. There's seven main components that you need to be strong in if you really want to get sales, right? It's authority, scarcity, good copy, tenacity, social proof, reciprocity, and likability, right? What I call the seven ethical principles of persuasion. Authority.
Okay, I'm going to stop you right there. I need you to slow that down because people are going to be going, whoa, what did he say? So tell me those seven one more time.
Okay, so this I'm getting off topic a little bit, but here's like my seven secrets to success, like as far as like me helping to build several seven-figure funnels. I strongly inject seven ethical principles of persuasion into a funnel, and that is authority, scarcity, awesome copy, tenacity, which is basically an email drip campaign, social proof, which is like testimonies and all that, reciprocity, meaning we're giving value, and likability, making sure that you know the person is basically being themselves. And look, here's the thing that people don't understand is that someone loves you in your life. Your mom loves you, or your wife loves you, or your boyfriend, your girlfriend. There's some people, coworkers. There's people in the world that love you. There's a reason why, right? And that will carry on to the rest of like the internet, and they'll love you too if you open up to them and you show them who you are. I lost my train of thought. Yeah. So, back to authority is I had a lady, it was a high end deal. It was a $15,000 deal. And she's asking, she never heard about me. And she says, oh, well, look, do you have any testimonies? I said, sure. But I said, sure, I'll get that to you. Meanwhile, I mailed her, I sent her a link. It was me. It was a press release where I got covered on Yahoo Finance. After that, she never asked me any questions. There was no more back and forth. She immediately paid an invoice, a very high-end invoice. And it was because of that instant authority and credibility. And I said, and I had like really a light, you know, like a lightning bolt moment. I was like, you know what? The people need this. I can't think of a faster, quicker, and easier way to instantly boost your sales, get less pushback, and sell your stuff at a higher price than good PR. So we developed a system, Dave, where, and I've never heard of this before, in less than 2 weeks, we guarantee you, okay, top tier coverage by at least five of these major guys, ABC, NBC, CBS, you know, Yahoo Finance, LA Times, so on and so forth, right? Now you get to put that on your website, on your emails and this and that. Overnight, your brand changes. And that's one of the things I love about the internet so much is this instant gratification, you know, how things can literally change right away. You know what I mean?
I love it. Well, can you give some people a couple tips on how they can do that kind of stuff?
Yeah. We basically offer the service for you. If you go to my website, we all for you. We'll write the press release. And that's where a lot of people are going to try to kind of do it on their own. They're like, well, that's not really newsworthy, you know, because people have a problem branding. If you take a look at a lot of people's Facebook profiles, you click on it, right? And you know, it has that little sentence. I can't believe what I'm reading. I guess so many people are copying and pasting. There's things so much of the same thing, right? Husband, author, coach, father, dentist, postman. You know, it's like, you know, it's just like little one words that it's like, the you know, meditator, traveler, foodie. And it's like, this is useless. Guys, don't you get it? This is your online business card. This is where people are checking you out. And the first thing they're seeing is this useless thing. I'm a foodie. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I'm this. I'm like, come on. Are you kidding me with this? No wonder you're not making any sense. You know what I mean? Listen, watch this little formula. Give the ideal message to your ideal client and give them their idea, giving them their ideal result, right? So when you go on my Facebook profile, what do you see? One of the things you see is I build wildly profitable funnels. Okay. And I have a picture of me showing something that proves that, right? Like a two comma clipboard. So what does that mean? Right. Instantaneously, they know that, okay, that's the result they want. They want a wildly profitable funnel. They know I do it. And then now they check me out and then they come on board, you know, and I think that's such a beautiful art that a lot of people are really not taking advantage of.
No, I love that. I love that. I'm actually pulling up your Facebook profile page right now, and I love that. I build wildly profitable funnels, member of Two Comma Club. You've got yourself, your picture of your Two Comma Club there. I just think it's awesome. I help businesses scale to seven figures by ethically injecting principles of persuasion. I mean, that's fantastic. And I think it's important as people are out there taking a look at this kind of stuff and getting PR that they're using it the right way as well. So when you're taking a look at helping a person get...
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just wanted to say something about that. This whole Facebook... Oh, can you hear me?
Yep, go ahead.
Oh, sorry. I've honestly been behind the scenes for a while, and I just got public. I just got on Facebook a couple of months ago, and I wasn't really a Facebook guy before then. Most of my friends were not on Facebook, you know, so I was never really into it. Facebook is honestly one of the most powerful thing I've seen in my entire life. I have one funnel right now that has generated six figures in the past 3 months with zero ad spend, all from just appropriately branding myself using organic marketing on Facebook. And that's really what I'm trying to teach you.
Okay. Wait a second, because people are going to go, hold on. I thought you had to run ads all this time. So take a step back here and help people understand. You just did six figures in a funnel in 3 months without running ads?
Zero ads, $0 on marketing, all what I call influencer organic marketing. And this is a formula I want to teach people because I'm seeing what people are doing on Facebook online. Honestly, God bless, they just don't know. It's like this. You know how they say like you only use 5% of your brain, right? People are only using 5% of the power of Facebook, right? It's like they're driving a Ferrari, but they're only using one cylinder, you know? Facebook is so powerful. And by the way, Dave, that's with a webinar that is not optimized, that the pause button doesn't work. There's no email follow-up series. It's the ugliest funnel you've seen in your life. And I've all done, by the way. This is in test mode. Okay. And it's from the power of influencer marketing on Facebook. It's not because I have some two comma club or anyone, and that's really what I want to do.
Okay, so you're gonna have to give me a couple of tips here on exactly how to do it, and I'm sure people are gonna be going crazy here because they're gonna want to find out more from you. But so, what are some tips on influence organic marketing?
Dave, to become, and it really just starts off with that, right? So what you do is, for example, let's just say you sell copywriting services. Okay, so now what you do, Dave, is you go, and I'm just going to give you the nutshell version of this. It's a very simplistic formula. You go into copywriting Facebook groups, okay, and there's a bunch of them. And you go there and you do nothing but give pure value, right? And you say like, hey guys, just had this email, had like a 40% open rate and like a 20% click-through rate, and I just wanted to share with you this paragraph. And then you break it down, right? And then people, like, their jaws drop. They're like, wow, that's awesome, right? And it's like, and understand this, people might, at this point, they might get scared, like, oh, well, I'm not that great. My brother plays the guitar, and he plays terribly, right? he literally just took, I think, maybe like 2-3 hours on YouTube, like lessons. And he could play like, you know, Down by the Bay or the Buffalo, you know, like one little song, right? But guess what? He's actually teaching other people who are beginners, because to them, my brother knows more than they do. So to them, he's an authority. And they're willing to pay him because he knows more than them, even though it's just a little bit more, but he does know more than them. And that's really the only level of expertise you need when you're getting started, is you're just a little bit more than the guy you're helping out.
I love that. I think that's fantastic.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, you go into these groups, you give them content, and then their jaws drop. You know, you'll be like, because to you, it might be nothing, right? To you, it might be like, oh, this is nothing. This is what I do every day. But to them, it's like, wow. You know what I mean? That's what people really have to internalize. Once you do that, people start, then they'll start checking out your profile. Now, if you have, I'm a foodie, I collect pens, I like the color blue, and all this nonsense that people are having, yeah, you're not going to make any sales. But if you say world-class copywriter, helping people increase sales by 300% or whatever the case is, and be honest, guess what? People are going to start checking you out. They're going to start checking out your funnel. You've already given them awesome value, so now you're credible to them, you're an authority to them, and the sales become automatic.
I love that. I can tell you that's probably the thing I get most frustrated with when I talk to people about this kind of stuff, and that is everyone seems to be afraid to give first. Everyone's like, listen, I gotta pay my bills. I gotta pay my bills today. And again, in your story that is on our Monday Motivation, one of the things you were talking about is, you know what? You went basically on the phone for 30 days and made no sales. Mm-hmm. People have to understand, you know what? Sometimes you have to give and give and give and give. And once there's enough value that has been given, that's when reciprocity kicks in and you start making the money as well. So I love the idea as far as that ability to literally go out and have influence organic marketing by giving to enough people on Facebook. But the key there obviously is your profile page has to be strong enough so when they come back and they can actually do that kind of stuff. So I think that's crazy. Well, yeah. Akbar, you've got, again, I can't think, you are always such a giver to me, and I appreciate all that you do to our community and things. As we get kind of close to wrapping things up here, anything else you want to make sure people know?
There's one, and I was just thinking, there's one secret I have to thing, and I think with funnels, but honestly, one of the highest ROIs I've ever had, Dave, is giving charity. Okay, I find when I give charity, I get an abundancy more, and I don't give charity because of that, but it's just a natural law that I have found works. Now, remember, I used to be homeless, so I didn't have money to give back then, but back then, do you know what I gave? I gave my time. I gave my time, like I would volunteer and stuff like that. And the thing is, even if you smile at someone, even if you call your mom or someone and just make them happy and just check up on, hey, Auntie Sally, how's it going, or whatever it is, you know, that's a charity. And okay, when you start making more money, not for nothing, I try to give 10% raw, not net. I try to give 10% raw. My passion is orphans, and I think it's because my best friend growing up, I witnessed him become an orphan. Two things, orphans, and did you know like 20 million people that are dying of starvation in this world? And to me, that's just the most absurd thing in the world. So I try to do whatever I can to stop that. But I find that every time, whatever I give to charity, it comes back to me many, many, many fold. And I like to give, you know, charity its due. And I really like to encourage everyone to do the same. And, you know, I had to put that out there.
Wow. I can tell you that's the best way to end this. And that is to let people know that the most important thing that they can do, and that is to give. And I'm a huge believer in tithing as well, 10%. I think I honestly believe there is a natural law, a God-given law, and that is, as you give that tenth away, the Lord blesses you so many different ways. And yes. Again, I think it's fantastic as far as a tenth of your financial things. And I think even harder today at times is a tenth of your time. And that's really, really cool. Congratulations on that. And I appreciate you leaving that message out there to everybody. So again, amazing content as always, Akbar. But most importantly, again, I can't recommend enough your last comment, and that is give a tenth. So thank you so much, Akbar. I love having you on, and we'll get this out and published to the world. And hopefully everyone will be following your footsteps, and we'll have a ton more Two Comma Club winners and even more money being given out to charity. So thank you so much.
Yeah, no, there's no reason in the world. You know, I think there's 100 people on stage last year getting the Two Comma Club. There's no reason in the world. It can't be many, many, many more. I've seen the funnels. They need a lot of improvement. I can help if you go to my website, which is my name, akbarsheikh.com. But I think that ClickFunnels is going to generate thousands and thousands of Two Comma Club members. It's the most powerful platform I've ever witnessed in my life. And this has been a real honor, Dave. I really, really appreciate it.
Well, thanks again. Check out Akbar at akbarsheikh.com. Thanks, guys. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep. Cheers. Bye.
Thanks for listening to Funnel Hacker Radio Podcast. If you'd like to be notified anytime we release a new episode, just subscribe over at funnelhackerradio.com. In addition to that, we'd love to send you a free gift. You can find that free gift at funnelhackerradio.com/free trial. One last thing is we love giving away cars. So if you'd like access to a free dream car, all you have to do is go to funnelhackerradio.com/dreamcar and you'll get all the details. Thanks again for listening.